Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has now signed a law. They call it the Heartbeat Bill, where it protects the life of the fetus as early as 6 weeks. And he has signed a law banning all abortions. Apparently, no exceptions for rape or incest. Now, Texas is joining dozens of states banning abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Now, most abortions occur during the first trimester, and the first trimester is within the first 12 weeks. It's difficult to say when the average woman knows she's pregnant, because in the olden days, it was as soon as you missed a period. But now, periods aren't as regular as they used to be. Many women are overweight. They might have PCOS. They might be taking their birth control differently to stop their period. And so this is a very, very controversial bill for a variety of reasons, because people that are pro-choice want to be able to have no laws involved in abortions. Others who feel that we need to protect the life of the fetus feel this is our duty to. So, according to Daily Mail, Texas became on Wednesday the largest state with a law that bans abortions before many women even know they're pregnant. This is according to Daily Mail. They say there is a unique provision in the new law that essentially leaves enforcement to private citizens through lawsuits against doctors or anyone who helps a woman get an abortion, including nurses, front desk staff, or even the person who drove the patient to the abortion appointment. Republican Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill Wednesday that puts Texas in line with more than a dozen other states that ban abortions that can happen as early as 6 weeks into the pregnancy. Now, most federal courts have blocked the measures because Roe v. Wade is still the law of the land. But there's a lot of debate on when abortions could happen. Currently, the Supreme Court is looking at second trimester abortions. And so, as a doctor, this is very, very difficult because we didn't have to train, luckily, on how to perform an abortion. We were offered, and the majority of the class, I think, declined because, we want to learn how to deliver a baby. We don't really want to learn how to end a life. But many of us are split on how much the government can say or require. If a woman accidentally gets pregnant, forgets to use a condom, or gets raped, or there's a case of incest, which is so rare, does she have a choice to terminate her own pregnancy? And this is just something that, is just, it's going to be debated no matter what the courts say. There's a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, and the Supreme Court is going to take up that case. So, restrictions on abortions, why is it happening? Why do so many people care? Well, again, it's do they feel that they have to protect fetuses? Having had friends who were patients or who were results of rape, I'm glad they were born. They're glad they were born. But, can you tell a mom who was raped that she has to be forced to carry that child? I don't know. Can they give the child up for adoption? These are things that people grapple with all the time. And I wish it was a simpler situation. I wish this was something like, all right, wear a mask or not wear a mask. This is a baby's life. This is some pretty heavy stuff. And then on top of that, taxpayers pay for them. So, whereas the average pregnant mom is like, can you all butt out? the average taxpayer is like, why are we funding Planned Parenthood? Why are we funding... Now, I'm not saying Planned Parenthood, all they do is abortions. They do provide pap smears and STD checks and things like that. But if, you know, somebody feels like an abortion is killing a child, they don't want their tax dollars going to that. So government got involved. People got involved. I don't think it would have happened if there were only 100 being done a year. But there's anywhere from 700,000 to 1.5 million abortions being done a year in America. It starts to raise some flags and people start to have opinions on the matter. When tax dollars go to abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood, people start to have an opinion on the matter. Personally, I would love to see attention going to preventing unwanted pregnancies. I think it is devastating that close to a million a year. I remember in the 80s we were at like 1.5. Now I think it's less because birth control has been more available. But I would really like to see, you know, the money go to prevention of pregnancy. I don't understand why we have so many unwanted pregnancies. I don't understand that. We have birth control. We have condoms. People give condoms for free. Birth control is supposed to be free on the ACA. Why do we still have so many unwanted pregnancies? That, I think, has to be addressed. I mean, we're going to be debating the abortion debate till the day is long. But it wouldn't be much of a debate if we only had a few a year. Why are we looking at the numbers that we're looking at? Where are we failing in society? People shouldn't be getting pregnant and then having to put their body through losing the pregnancy. Or put their body through a pregnancy if they didn't want the pregnancy. That's a big deal to become pregnant. And we really, in the year 2021, can't figure out how to prevent unwanted pregnancies? Is it that the birth control isn't adequate? Is it that still, despite all the measures, people don't have access to birth control? Well, if you can't remember the pill, there's shots, there's implants, there's IUDs. There's so many things we could do for birth control now. This shouldn't be an issue. But apparently it is, to the point where states have to make laws. And people are trying to ask, you know, why do I have to pay for this? So I would really like to see beyond this what we do, you know, in terms of preventing the unwanted pregnancy so women don't have to face this choice. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And I'm another auntie. My brother Jake and Amy had a baby. So, yay! Baby Shoshana, I'm an auntie. Cannot wait. See my baby niece. Cannot wait. I know she's going to be messed up having an aunt like me. But I'm excited. Always love having more nieces and nephews. Little babies. All right, so this kid gets some props. Little 10-year-old kid in Florida. Boy, a lot of news coming out of Florida today. This little 10-year-old kid in Florida stood up to his school board And as the CDC loosened their mask guidelines, apparently the school at Felix A. Williams Elementary School, Marion County, wants to still have kids in masks. And I guess there was a school board hearing. I'll tell you what they ended up voting. But this little kid, 10 years old, known as John, got up and spoke, and I gotta tell you, man, it was powerful. I almost started to cry. I felt bad for this kid. You know, we opened the show talking about how pre-pandemic, 1 in 6 kids deal with some sort of behavioral health or mental illness. 1 in 6. And Dr. Olson from Medicaid had said that was pre-COVID. So post-COVID, or during COVID, did we really measure kids' mental health? Did we talk to them about masks? Kids' opinions don't seem to matter. I think they matter, but it wasn't a sexy story. So I don't know if kids were surveyed. I don't know how much adults listened to kids and their opinion on having to have their faces covered. So John, when he was speaking to the school board, he spoke about how his teacher doesn't recognize him because he doesn't have a mask, and I guess one time she saw him without a mask and didn't know who he was. He's like, I've been in your class, like, for a while. And then he said his teacher, or one of his other teachers, I guess has asthma, so doesn't wear a mask. And he said, that's fine. She should have the right, if she has asthma, to choose whether to wear a mask or not. But then why can't the kids? And it was just, it was really well written. I don't know if he wrote it or his parents wrote it, but it was very, very well written. And it just kind of highlighted that, you know, these kids have an opinion. You know, here we are trying to deal with public health, and we're trying to stop national security threats when it comes to public health, and we're worried about obesity, and we're worried about kids not being back at school, and we're worried about, infectious disease and COVID. But we have a growing little epidemic of kids feeling like they can't express that there is something that's making them not feel right. And what was very interesting, and this is the first time I heard from a kid on this, I mean, I hear my kids, but, you know, my kids are already, you know, older teenagers, or now both of them are over 18. This is the first time I heard from a 10-year-old saying, look, the mask gives me stress. The mask makes me anxious. It's hot in Florida. Has anybody been talking to the kids? Now, some of you will say, look, the kids will do what they're told. Okay? If the adults say to wear a mask, if the adults wear a mask, the kids will do it. And they did. They followed. But you're forgetting something about kids, especially preteens and teens. They are rebellious. They start to gain their own insight. They start to challenge adult intelligence. And so they will start to look it up. I mean, my kids even start to look it up. You know, which mask is actually the most protective? What am I doing? Am I going to be more hypercapnic? My kids did some research because they have access to it. They have better than us. I mean, we'll go to a library and try to use a Dewey Decimal System. But, I mean, kids, they know how to Google. They know how to PubMed. They know how to access medical journals. And so kids are starting to kind of question adults going, okay, now wait a second, why? And adults have to be very careful. Because we as adults are trying to tell them to not have unprotected sex. We're trying to tell them to avoid STDs. We're trying to tell them to love their mama and never leave their mama. That's what I consistently try to brainwash my kids. And never leave your mama. Even after you move, if you move, I want you to FaceTime me every day, my babies. I mean, we try to, you know, brainwash our kids with everything. You gotta eat your vegetables. My kid challenged me on that. Really. We have to eat vegetables. Yeah, you do. Why can't we have more of a Atkins diet or a South Beach diet? You still have to have vegetables. But why? I mean, they challenge us. Now, he knows that there's vitamins and all that, but they also test us. You know, as parents, when our children are younger, you know, they look at us like we're God. Okay? And we force that. You know, we're like, we gave you life. God gave you life. But still, you know, you're here because of us. So you do what we say. Do you want to eat? If you want to eat, you listen to us. Their lives are so dependent on us that they will do what we say. They'll try in their twos to go, I don't like this.
You know, I'm not buying this. This kind of stinks. You know, I see what the other kids and Mommy and Me get to do. You know, their mommy doesn't wipe their face in front of everybody. Why are you wiping your face? Why are you wiping my face? They might start to, but for the most part, they are dependent on us. Well, once they start to realize they could get a candy bar from another kid at school, once they realize they could get school lunches, they don't really need to eat. If Mom decides to never feed me again, I'll get a lunch at school. And they start to kind of learn that maybe Mommy and Daddy aren't the know-it-alls. Maybe Mommy and Daddy aren't gods like they pretend they are, which is actually very important for their development. I mean, when I first learned that my mom and dad were wrong, it was shocking about stuff. Now, they weren't wrong about everything. I extrapolated that going, well, they were wrong about everything. But, you know, so you need to, as parents, realize that when your kids get to that age, or teachers, when those kids get to that age going, now, wait a second here. You're telling me that something that's been in your pocket that's dirty, that isn't an N95 respirator, supposed to be protecting me from COVID. Yeah, really? So they're going to start to challenge us. And the way you approach a child challenging you is crucial for how they come to you for advice. So I've been very careful with my kids. On some things, like when it comes to religion, I'm like, the Bible says it, the Bible says it. But when it comes to science, I'm like, well, let me explain how I look at it. And even with Bible and science, the kids always ask me about Bible and science and how do you make, and I go, well, this is how I look at it. You don't have to look at it that way. You have a choice, but this is how I interpret it to kind of make it all copacetic. That's how I look at evolution versus creationism. And so I try to tell them how I do things, but I don't force it on them. When they feel forced and they're at that stage where they want to rebel, they're going to go with rebellion. And if we are worried about variants and these variants affecting younger kids, you're going to want them on the same page. So then what do? Well, you be honest. And you be transparent. If you have a teacher that's not wearing the mask, they say, I'm a teacher. So I don't have to wear one, but you do. You got to do a better explanation to these kids. And an educator should know that. An educator should go, look, you know, we have these rules. I understand, guys. I understand. Remember the three E's? You got to do the three E's. You got to engage, educate, and enlist. You got to engage the kids. So how do you engage them? You tell them you feel them. You tell them you understand their concern. Say, guys, I get it. It's hot outside. And we're wearing a mask. And our nose and our mouth is designed to breathe. I get why you're frustrated by that. Now, educate. But this is why. We're seeing these variants affect kids more. We don't know what the long-term effects are. And the mask, even if it's not 100%, scientists think it provides some sort of a barrier. That's your education. Now, if they've listened that long, you can enlist. So that's why the school's rules are wearing it. We're going to have to follow the school rules. Follow the school rules. But if at all things change, you know, I'm with you. The second we can tell you guys you can take off the masks, we will. And that's how you do the three E's, and that's how you talk to the kids. And they may not like it, but that's a hell of a lot better than saying, look, I get to do whatever I get to do because I'm a grown-up. I've done that with my kids. Why does Mommy get to stay up late and I have to go to bed? Well, because Mommy's a grown-up, and I want to have sex with Mommy. I mean, in fact, you know, sometimes that scares the kid enough. Trust me, you're going to want to be asleep. But I'm not saying say that. But still, you know, you're going to lose these kids. And here's a 10-year-old kid, very articulate, smart kid, saying, I don't get it. If the teacher doesn't have to wear a mask, why are we? And again, you know, talk to the kids about the anxiety they're having. We spoke to Dr. Olson from Medicaid about, you know, how these kids need some, you know, just throwing them back at school isn't going to solve their mental health issues. They might need to talk to somebody, and they're going to need somebody to explain it. And we don't have enough child psychologists and enough pediatricians out there to be able to sit down with these kids and talk them through. So way to go with this kid, and I agree. We need to be able to have some transparency with the kids. They're not stupid. 1-877-DOC-LA.
I tried other other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering his first commencement address as Commander-in-Chief.
Hello, Coast Guard Academy. I tell you what, we're going to speak for about 4 hours to see those white uniforms last longer to keep the heat away.
Biden saying the class of 2021 is ready for whatever mission may come. President Biden also telling Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he wants a significant de-escalation in the fighting between Israel and Hamas by Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham telling Fox News the Israelis do have a right to defend themselves.
Once you start these things, I think it's incumbent upon Israel to do as much damage as they can to make sure it doesn't happen again anytime soon.
Netanyahu also appearing to resist calls for a ceasefire. USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is releasing numbers regarding vaccinated kids.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under the age of 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The operator of the Colonial Pipeline learned it was in trouble at daybreak on May 7th when an employee found a ransom note from hackers on the control room computer. By that night, Joseph Blunt, CEO of Colonial Pipeline, told the Wall Street Journal he authorized a ransom payment of $4.4 million because executives were unsure how badly the cyber attack had breached its systems or how long it would take to bring the pipeline back. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back with Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we had a toilet paper shortage. We had a mask shortage. We had a gas shortage. And now we have a labor shortage. We have a labor shortage. It blows my mind that that is the terminology being used, labor shortage. We have people out there that are not working.
We don't have a labor shortage. We have a labor enthusiasm and people willing to work shortage. Nah, but they're going to call it a labor shortage, not to be political. It's a little easier to discuss in the news. And we all knew this was coming. We didn't think it would be this bad, but we knew this was coming. I had said with the second round of adding additional unemployment benefits, make them sunset in June. Because companies are going to want to open in June. And then you could always have a reflex add to allowing the extra unemployment benefits to September if for some reason COVID didn't wane down. And that's not what happened. I think the extra additional unemployment money goes all the way till September. And restaurants, retail, they're having problems. People are not looking for jobs. Now, some are. Who would be looking for jobs? Well, those who made more than unemployment. Those who noticed that staying home made them heavy, gained weight, made them depressed. Noticed that they really want to be around others. You know, maybe they have a crush on somebody at work. Maybe their friends are at work. I love my husband, but I can't just see my husband all day long. I mean, I need to be around other people. It's fun. I need to socialize. And so the enthusiasm has obviously waned to the point that now companies have to almost bribe people to come back. Now, on the flip side, being devil's advocate, if you're only making $7.25 an hour, there's not incentive to go back. I get it. I'm not speaking ill of anybody who doesn't want to go back to minimum wage, doesn't want to be exposed to others, wants to be home with their kids and their pets and their family. I get it. The problem is how do we make business run? So McDonald's is going to raise money. They're going to raise pay for existing and new employees to $11 to $17 an hour and $15 to $20 an hour for shift managers. In fact, one McDonald's franchisee will pay $50 to anybody who comes in for an interview. Now, what I would actually suggest is that you give that $50 if they take the job and work a shift or two. But I think they're just paying you to interview even. I've never seen such a thing. Several Subway stores in Minnesota are offering a $1,000 signing bonus to managers who successfully complete their 90-day training program. The sandwich chain needs to hire 40,000 employees. How is this happening? Well, because people don't make a lot of money in those industries. They say the median pay for food and beverage servers at restaurants, including fast food, was about $11.63 an hour in 2020. So now people want to lock in higher pay and perks because restaurants can't increase staff fast enough as pandemic restrictions drop. You will be able to ask. You'll probably be able to get paid higher. Now, again, we have to be careful. We spoke about how women get paid less than men. I don't think it's because all these places say, you know what, you're a woman, so I'm just going to pay you less. I think what happens is somebody interviews and says, look, you pay me this, and I'll take the job. And they're like, well, gosh, you know, we only offer this. That's what everybody else is taking. But you know what, we need you, fine. We'll pay you what you want. Well, then that person has higher pay. But if he ends up being a man, now the company looks like they pay men more than women. So there's going to be a little bit of an issue if people are starting to name their own price. And just to get hired, and the managers are desperate, and then what happens, what does it look like in terms of, you know, disparities? In April, Whataburger tried to entice job applicants with a virtual leadership conference featuring NBA All-Star David Robinson and Aaron Sanchez, celebrity chef and TV personality. The company provided more than $90 million in bonuses in the past year to employees for preserving during the pandemic and severe weather. The burger chain wants to open 37 new locations this year. They need to beef up its staff at more than 700 stores. They need a lot of employees. An average of $10 an hour for team members, $44,000 annually for management. Emergency pay, increased 401 matching, and bonuses. Subway. Subway is offering about 40,000. So Whataburger has about 50,000 jobs. Subway has about 40,000 jobs, according to the Yakima Herald. Subway will offer $1,000 bonuses for new managers. Average $10 an hour for crew members, $15 an hour for management. Chipotle has about 20,000 jobs.
They're hoping to hire 20,000 new employees to handle the peak summer season and 200 new restaurants. They're raising crew members' pays to $11 to $18 an hour. That's going to average an hourly wage of $15. It's also offering referral bonuses to employees who help recruit a new hire. This referral results in a new crew member worth $200. A referral for an apprentice or general manager gets a $700 bonus. Starbucks is hiring 20,000 jobs. Apparently, the coffee giant has a bunch of positions. Some stores need several employees. Others are staffed. The average hourly wage for a barista is $12 an hour. Average annual salary for managers is about $60,000. They're going to have parental leave, up to $10,000 reimbursement for adoption, surrogacy or fertility procedures, 100% of tuition reimbursement for a bachelor's degree through ASU online program. Wow. 401k matching. Applebee's, 10,000 jobs. Applebee's, they hosted a national hiring day in mid-May. They are going to offer $10 an hour for servers. Remember, servers also make tips. But still, line cooks get 13, managers make $53,000 a year. McDonald's has about 10,000 jobs. McDonald's is going to raise their hourly wages. It can't mandate the same for franchisees. Franchisees make up 95% of their stores, but the corporate stores are going to raise their rates, raise their pay. McDonald's will offer qualifying crew members $2,500 a year towards college tuition, $3,000 to managers. $11 to $17 for entry-level positions, $15 to $20 for shift managers. College tuition, high school diploma. IHOP, 10,000 jobs. IHOP. Servers will make about $12 an hour. Line cooks, $13. Managers, $56,000. So, you know, you see, looks like the people really having issues, you know, are restaurants as well as retail. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is, because the average person doesn't end up not like, they end up not liking their job. The average person doesn't like their job. I love my job, but I'm very lucky. I get to be in radio. I worked my butt off to become a doctor. I'm not even going to dare dislike my job as a doctor, because I mean, I would have been an idiot going through everything I did. Some days are rough, but for the most part, I love my job. But the average person working for McDonald's or IHOP might not love their job. And so I love IHOP food, but, you know, so for somebody to want to keep their job, a few things are going to have to happen. One is they're going to have to feel heard and feel, you know, safe in the job. But two is, if they don't have another option, I'm not saying this, but one reason why people keep their job is they don't have another option. If you don't like your job, you couldn't get unemployment benefits. Well, Biden was going to ask the labor secretary if that's something, if people have a right to choose. Do they get unemployment if they don't want to work? Do they have a right to choose? Well, the problem is people are choosing home. So my concern with this quote-unquote labor shortage is I think a lot of industries can't take the chance. They finally get to open after 16 months, 15, 16 months of pandemic. They finally get to open. They finally get to start to, you know, drink. They're thirsty for any sort of profit or just barely making ends meet, and they can't get people to work. At that point, people might think, you know what, to heck with this. Let's be as non-reliant on people as possible. And I think we're going to even see more automation. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. So a new study has come out saying hospitals may have overcounted how many kids were admitted for COVID-19 in the U.S. Finally, somebody's starting to kind of look at how accurate the numbers are. So researchers at Stanford University School of Medicine analyzed COVID-19 data from Lucile Packard Children's Hospital in Stanford. This was from May 10, 2020 to February 10th. During the nine-month period, 117 patients under the age of 18 either tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 at the hospital or were hospitalized for multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, the MISC. Out of the 117 kids, nearly 40% of the COVID cases were asymptomatic, no symptoms. This is according to a study published Wednesday. About 45% of those hospital admissions were categorized as unlikely to be caused by the virus. So Dr. Asim Ahmed says it's in keeping with what other studies have shown, which is that children in general are relatively mildly affected by the infection. Now, Dr. Ahmed is a pediatric infectious disease specialist unaffiliated with the study and senior medical director at Carius, an infectious disease diagnostic company. Now, another co-author, Dr. Alan Schroeder, and clinical professor of pediatric critical care and pediatric hospital medicine at Stanford, said it's important to distinguish between children who test positive but are asymptomatic and those who are hospitalized for COVID to understand how the disease truly affects the pediatric population. I am under the impression that millions of kids tested positive for COVID. But what we need to know is how badly did it affect them, and were kids the ones that made adults sick? Now, one study looking at schools said most of the adult COVID cases were induced by other adults. It wasn't so much the kids that gave it to them. So they say, our goal is to make sure we have accurate data on how sick children are getting. Thank you. If we rely on hospitals' positive SARS-CoV-2 test results, we are inflating by about twofold the actual risk of hospitalization from the disease in kids. Can I also say, this is what we also need for adults. We need to know in America, were these 33.7 million cases all bad? That's what we need to know. We understand we lost about 600,000 people, but were those 600,000 people all COVID? Or did they just coincidentally also be positive? So the study found that about 28% had mild to moderate COVID-19, 7.7% had severe illness, 12.8% had critical illness, 12% of patients had MISC, which is a serious condition that could affect multiple organs and tissues where they become inflamed. And study authors said it's likely many children develop other conditions that require hospitalization, but because they get tested for COVID, they test positive when they're there. And they could have even acquired it when they're there. They said, though this data may be useful to better understand community transmission, it doesn't accurately measure the rate at which kids get sick with COVID. That's according to Dr. Roshini Matthew, lead author and clinical associate professor of pediatric infectious disease at Stanford. They said, just knowing that a child is hospitalized and has a virus is not enough. We need to determine, was it the virus that actually made them sick? Researchers said that the study limitations could have also affected the results. The study sample size was small, only 117. Data could also be skewed because other parts of the country might have had more COVID. Also, there's unusually low hospitalization rates for pediatric centers. Most are due because parents are reluctant to take the kids to the hospital because they don't want the kids to get sick. And there was a low prevalence of flu and other sorts of issues. So, you know, it's not 100% their data in terms of, okay, well, you know, COVID was rare with kids, but it does start to highlight that we did our counting wrong. Or what we needed to do, which I have said since day one, last February, is can we have another column on the spreadsheet saying these are people that also tested positive for COVID, but we don't know if the COVID is related to their hospitalization. We know we've had tons of hospitalizations. We know people die to COVID. But then we have people die of heart attacks and strokes. Was it COVID? Was it their high blood pressure? Was it marijuana? Marijuana's been linked to stroke and heart attack. It's rare. How many people that died of a stroke was really due to COVID? Now, to me, you could follow the illness. So remember when Boris Johnson in the UK, he got sick, started having the coughing, the sneezing, the cold, Then he got tested. He goes, hey, guys, look, I got COVID, so I'm going to isolate. But then it just didn't get better. And he got worse, and he had to go to the hospital. And then they admitted him to the ICU for COVID-related illness. That, to me, and he survived, he lived, that, to me, follows a COVID course. Trump goes, look, I'm not feeling well, ends up positive for COVID, ends up going to Walter Reed, gets treated for COVID, leaves the hospital a few days later. So, now, what about people that just don't get tested? What about people that die in their sleep of a stroke or a heart attack? How do we know? Well, if they try to test them for COVID, they could say, they had COVID. But I think everybody had COVID. I think so many of us had COVID. See, so many people didn't get tested. You know, we were talking about parents not wanting their kids to go back to school and get swabs up their nose. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot of the schools are going to do it. It's expensive and the kids don't want it. But the average kid didn't get tested for COVID. The average grown-up doesn't want to get tested for COVID. Work might be forcing it, which, by the way, we're talking about, you know, labor shortage. People don't want to be tested for COVID. People don't want to find out if they have COVID. They have other family members that are trying to work. So if they want to get a job and the job is like, yeah, we're going to make sure you don't have COVID, they're like, I'll pass. So we obviously have skewed data. So do I believe kids get COVID? Absolutely. Do I believe it can affect kids? Yeah. Do I know what the effect of the kids on kids are? Not entirely. Some kids get this MISC. Some kids get sick. We have had a few pediatric deaths from COVID, but the majority seem to do fine. Will COVID that infects a kid cause long-term effects? We don't know. I hope this virus isn't oncogenic and causes cancer. I hope this virus isn't like an HPV or a hepatitis. I really hope. We know it's a persister where it'll stay in the body. I hope not. Do I want my kids to naturally get COVID? No, I don't. I don't trust it. I might be okay with them getting natural chicken pox, but no, I do not want them getting natural COVID. I just don't know enough about it. I don't trust this sucker. And the reason why I don't trust this sucker is because I don't think this was a naturally occurring virus that just so happened to be in somebody's bat soup. I really think it was tinkered with. So when we're dealing with something that was tinkered with, now we have to kind of stop and go, maybe we need to, you know, realize that we might be fighting something that isn't 100% natural. So, I thank God, you know, one hospital's kind of looking at the data. We are going to need this for adults, but I don't know if we're going to ever get that because people are going to be furious because lockdown started because of the numbers. I know Trump wanted to kind of calm people down, but there was a fine line between, you know, saying, look, guys, we have a pandemic, or look, guys, everybody's dying of this when they weren't even tested for it. So we didn't have enough tests. And the CDC said, look, if you think it's COVID, you can write it down on the death certificate. So our numbers are not accurate. We know that. But what I can tell you is I have seen people die of COVID. So we have to assume that it is a deadly virus. We know it's killed people. In India, we're seeing it. But in terms of our numbers, we might have to take with a grain of salt. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.